The hearing crisis came to a head while Beethoven was staying in the village of Heiligenstadt, just north of Vienna on the Danube, in October of 1802. We know this because of an extraordinary letter found among Beethoven's effects after he died. It was a letter he never sent, a letter that has come to be known as the Heiligenstadt Testament. We read the testament only in small part. Date, October 1802. For my brothers, Karl and blank, Beethoven. Oh, you men who believe or declare that I am malevolent, stubborn, or misanthropic, how greatly do you wrong me. You do not know the secret cause behind the appearance. From childhood onwards, my heart and mind have tended towards a gentle benevolence. I've always been disposed to accomplish great deeds. Yet only that for 6 years now I have been suffering an incurable affliction, aggravated by imprudent physicians, year after year deceived by the hopes of improvement, finally forced to contemplate the prospect of a lasting malady, whose cure may take years or may be impossible. Though born with a fiery, active temperament, susceptible even to the distractions of social life, I was yet compelled to isolate myself, to spend my life in solitude. Even if at times I wished to overcome all of this, oh, how harshly, I was driven back by the doubly grievous experience of my bad hearing. Therefore, you must forgive me if you see me draw back when I would gladly have mingled with you. My affliction is all the more painful to me because it leads to such misunderstanding of my conduct. I must live like an exile. I've been driven almost to despair. I might have easily ended my life. Only one thing, art, held me back. So I must bid you farewell. As the leaves of autumn fall and are withered, so too has my hope dried up. O Providence, let a single day of untroubled joy be granted to me. O when, divine one, may I feel joy once more in the temple of nature and of mankind? Never? No, that would be too hard. Unquote. My friends, the Heiligenstadt Testament, heard in only small part, is an amazing confessional. It's part apology, part last will and testament, part suicide note, part rant and rave against God, humankind, and intractable fate. The testament was written as an act of catharsis. Clearly, Beethoven needed to catalog his despair over his hearing loss. Once written, the letter was filed away and left unsent. By the fall of 1802, Beethoven's worst nightmares would seem again to have become real. He was again isolated, enraged, and frustrated over the unfairness of fate, potentially the object of ridicule as a deaf composer, perceived by those around him as being misanthropic, and worst of all, he was alone. Beethoven wrote in the Heiligenstadt Testament, "So I must bid you farewell." It has been pointed out that the Heiligenstadt Testament is a leave-taking that marks, as well, a new beginning, a fresh start. In the Heiligenstadt Testament, Beethoven imagined his own death in order that he might be reborn. In doing so, he recreated himself in a new guise, self-sufficient and heroic. Seen this way, the Heiligenstadt Testament is the literary prototype of the Eroica Symphony, a portrait of the artist as hero, stricken by deafness, withdrawn from humankind, conquering his impulses to suicide, struggling against fate, hoping to find a single day of untroubled joy. It is a daydream compounded by heroism, death, and rebirth, a necessary step in Beethoven's subsequent reinvention of himself. When we return, Beethoven's reinvention of himself as an artist, as a hero, struggling against his fate, and the music of his so-called heroic compositional period. Thank you.